This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Delaney Turner with IBM. Today I'm speaking with Dave Kasabian. Dave is the founder of the Pervasive Performance Group and a longtime industry watcher. Dave, welcome to BI Radio.
Well, thank you, Delaney. I'm happy to be here.
Could you briefly describe what the Pervasive Performance Group does, just for our listeners?
Sure. The group was founded really around the concept of pervasive performance management, which is a concept that I wrote about back when I was at AMR Research a couple of years ago with John Haggerty. Mm-hmm. And the concept is taking performance management from the traditional siloed approach to a broader enterprise-wide, enterprise-deep, and outside-in approach to performance management. And what I found over the course of my research is that companies are really struggling. They embrace the concept, but they're struggling with execution around that. So Pervasive Performance Group was founded to help businesses embrace the concept, but not only that, but to work on with them directly on executing on the concept.
A lot of organizations focus on making performance management a reality within their organizations or within a department, say finance. But as you suggest, they also need to look at it from the outside in. Why is that?
When we look at IT, they need to look outside of their own organization and look at the typical business user and how users are using business intelligence and performance management and empower them to use it in the way that helps them deliver value to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Versus looking at it from a what fits best in my IT strategy or in my IT portfolio.
Okay.
And that's a perspective that some IT organizations embrace quite readily, and others tend to stay in that approach of I need to do this from a IT strategy perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a business perspective. And then on the finance side, it tends to be more of them breaking outside of thinking about things strictly from a P&L balance sheet cash flow perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking about performance management from a day-to-day operations perspective.
Well, every performance management project does begin with a business case to justify the investments. What are the critical must-have elements for a successful business case to get a project off the ground?
Well, right now I think it's around a return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
What are the tangible values, whether that be from a increasing revenue or decreasing cost perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And so these projects now are having to compete head-to-head with more tactical projects that can more easily develop a tangible business case, even though they may not have as strong a long-term business value case.
Right. What should teams do to sort of build momentum and keep it going once they've got the funds? What would you recommend?
What seems to happen is that they will start out with a much broader scope when they're evaluating what they're going to do initially around performance management, and then they tend to lose focus on the original overall value of what they were going to do.
Right.
And so what I've found companies do in order to kind of get that re-kickstarted,
mm-hmm.
is to revisit the original scope of why they invested in performance management and BI.
Yeah.
Because they'll invariably find that there were things that they built a business case around, they got justification for, that they just never implemented. So they won't even necessarily, they may have to update a business case for those,
mm-hmm.
but they won't have to build a business case from scratch.
Right.
The other thing that I've seen work quite well is to go to a pilot approach to the next phase,
mm-hmm.
where you may not be able to get overall approval to do something globally. You may be able to get approval to do it in a region and then do it successfully in that region,
mm-hmm.
more quickly than you could globally, and at lower cost, and then market the success of that out to the rest of the organization to, mm-hmm. to take it global.
Now, you've consulted with many organizations, large and small, with implementations at every stage of maturity. What are some of the common elements that you've seen in your experiences?
Well, one of the common things is companies that struggle to get to the higher levels of maturity around performance management, it's very unusual for it to be a technical issue that prevents them from doing it. It's almost always a cultural issue.
Right, okay.
Whether that be across functional boundaries or political reasons can create issues that prevent them from taking performance management more broadly into the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that I've seen is that to get to those broader deployments and making performance management more pervasive, companies that do that successfully tend to have some type of center of excellence involved
okay.
in the process.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates the governance and common definitions and common technologies and best practices and leveraging resources across the organization and that center of excellence.
Right. Could you tell us, just to conclude, maybe about a particularly successful implementation that you've seen recently and maybe glean something that for our listeners that they could learn from the example?
Sure. One that comes to mind would be a major consumer products company that is a multi-billion dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
Where the CIO realized that they were spending a lot of unnecessary money on their financial processes.
Okay.
And there was pushback internally within the different business units to say that, you know what, things are working fine the way we're doing it, we're happy with it, and we don't want to invest, you know, we don't want to spend our budget on creating a global process and
right.
global technology around this.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIO was able to bring on the CFO as the sponsor and was able to also sell to the rest of the business why, even though the business units were going to have to pony up some money for this,
mm-hmm.
that it was going to benefit the company and was also going to benefit those individual business units
mm-hmm.
by helping them realize the actual cost that they were incurring in order to support the processes they were currently doing.
Right.
And then they put together a business case to say, you know what, if we're able to cut 25% of this out, then it's going to pay for the project, as well as if we're going to grow our organization, we want to be able to control the cost of finance, we can do that by making ourselves more efficient so that our finance organization doesn't have to grow as our company does. We can become more efficient.
Right.
More efficient in the finance organization.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's some great insight. Dave Kasabian from the Pervasive Performance Group, I'd like to thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Think big, start small with IBM Cognos Express, the breakthrough BI and planning solution purpose-built for mid-sized companies. Get integrated reporting, planning, and analysis. It's easy to install at a price you can afford. Find out more with demos, videos, and even a free 30-day download at ibm.com/cognos. Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.